96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. He's been on the D.C. Council for about 3 years, representing D.C.'s Ward 5 after former council member Harry Thomas Jr. went to federal prison for corruption. Well, tonight we're sitting down with council member Kenyon McDuffie to talk about a variety of issues, including law and order, D.C. policing, even the Black Lives Matter movement. Lines are open if you have a question or comment for Ward 5 Council Member Kenyon McDuffie, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Council Member McDuffie, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Hal.
Let me first ask you about this late-breaking issue regarding a so far unnamed D.C. fire lieutenant from the Tenleytown Station who has been departmentally charged with neglect of duty. As we reported earlier, this stems from the death of a one-year-old boy back in March. We have a little bit of the internal review that was requested by the mayor, as suggesting that this fire lieutenant did not know the system, the new dispatch system. He did not recognize technical problems and did not properly notify 911 dispatchers about the status of his medical units. Your thoughts about this, because it seems that this is very, very similar to the issue that came up last year where the man had a heart attack across from a station.
Medrick Mills, and that actually happened in Ward 5 on Rhode Island Avenue. First, my heart still goes out to the family who lost that toddler. The allegations and the facts, quite frankly, that are found in the report, which I have not gone through in complete yet, but I've read preliminarily some of the things that are in there, and they're extremely troubling. And they should trouble any resident or visitor to the District of Columbia. I know that Mayor Bowers is working hard on this. I've had an opportunity just this evening before the release of the report to talk to Deputy Mayor Kevin Donahue. And I plan to read the entire report to see the allegations, but just what I've heard so far, it's really inexcusable behavior. If you live in the district or you visit the district and you have an emergency, you dial 911. You should expect to receive the emergency medical services, and you should expect to see them quickly. That did not seem to happen in this case right now, and so I'm really concerned about it. In fact, I'll likely be holding a hearing on this once the council reconvenes. We're on recess right now, but we could reconvene in September.
What do you suspect is going on with the fire department? You are the head of the Judiciary Committee here in the District of Columbia. Obviously, the Cedric Mills issue that came up last year, there were all kinds of questions about that. There were questions about transparency because the lieutenant who was involved in that case was sitting in a closed hearing. It was not open to the media. It was not open to the public. If that happens again, would you like to see an open meeting where the public, indeed the media, has an opportunity to find out what's going on?
Sure. And I think that one of the things that's important to note, because these issues were raised last year during the disciplinary proceedings for the individuals who were being investigated with respect to Medrick Mills. And there are certain rules that are in place with respect to collective bargaining agreements. And without getting too far in the weeds, a lot of that has to do with whether or not a disciplinary proceeding is open to the public or whether or not it's closed. And so obviously I think people want to know and they want to have the utmost transparency, particularly when it comes to sensitive positions and duties like our fire and EMS personnel. People want to know what's going on. They want to know that they have reliable emergency medical services in the District of Columbia. So there are a host of things that we're going to be looking at. And again, once I read the report, I imagine they'll be highlighted in the report. But I will say that just a couple of things that come to mind that I've been asking questions about as chair of the Judiciary Committee, and that is, examining whether the current dispatching and EMS protocols that are in place are actually cohesive. The communication that happens between the fire and EMS personnel, and the personnel at the Office of Unified Communications. So a lot of people don't know. When you call 911, you don't go directly to the fire department. You go to a different agency that's responsible for taking those calls. And they actually dispatch those calls to our fire and EMS personnel and making sure that there's a cohesiveness between those two agencies and that the technology in place actually works. It seems like a simple a thing that should happen in every case. It looks like it hasn't happened in every case. And so that's something that we definitely want to examine once I get back after recess. And I think also checking out whether or not the proper training is in place with all the fire and EMS personnel. It's been an issue that we've seen in the past, dating back to the Rosenbaum incident in the district some time ago. And so there are a number of things that that I'll be planning to look into. I have spoken to Chief Dean, who's fairly new to the district, was appointed by Mayor Bowser. He's got a lot of experience that he brings to the District of Columbia, and I know he's on top of these issues. And so obviously we're going to explore this a lot more once the council reconvenes.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to Ward 5 Council Member for the District of Columbia, Kenyon McDuffie. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question. Kenny, calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. Councilman McDuffie, my question to you is, at what point in time do we hold these departments accountable for the negligence that they do? If we as citizens are held in account for our grass not being cut or whatever it is that they cite us for, why aren't these departments and these heads of departments are not being penalized for the things that they're doing that are not conducive to the lives?
Can you be a little more, Kenny, can you be a little more specific when you're talking about heads of departments and the things that they do? Can you give me an example?
In specific, with the situation on the gentleman who was neglected in his ward outside the fire department on Rhode Island Avenue. And the end result of that was the person who was in charge was able to retire, and there was no repercussions done, was it?
Okay. All right, please go ahead.
Well, no, Kenny, you're absolutely right. We should be holding our agency officials accountable whenever they fail to meet their responsibility and what they're charged to do. And so you're absolutely right on that point. I will say, with respect to the Medrick Mills case, the woman who was being investigated was permitted to retire and did not receive discipline. And so it's something that really didn't sit well with me. But again, it's a matter of what exists in the collective bargaining agreement. And I know that there are some officials down at the Wilson Building who are looking at whether or not that should be changed. And it's a really serious issue. And obviously it's something that's been collectively bargained between the fire officials there. But you want to be able to hold people accountable when things like that happen. Now, obviously, she doesn't have a job at the fire department anymore. But if you're allowed to retire essentially with your benefits, then there's something to be said about that, particularly where somebody loses their life.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to D.C.'s Ward 5 Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie. He's got an event coming up this week, related to community policing, Black Lives Matter. We're going to ask him about that, and you can too. Kenny, thank you for your phone call. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. I'm sitting down with D.C.'s Ward 5 Council Member Kenyon McDuffie to talk about a variety of issues, including law and order issues, D.C. policing, even the Black Lives Matter movement. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Please don't hang up. I promise we will be taking a lot of phone calls tonight, even after 7:30 on Sirius XM. I did want to make sure that I got this in. You've got something called a Public Safety and Crime Summit, and that's coming up this week. That's coming up on Thursday. Tell me a little bit about that. Obviously, you're you're the chair of the Judiciary Committee, but this is bigger than just your position on the council.
Sure,
I imagine.
Absolutely. No, this goes to, I think, a broader vision of criminal justice reform that I have for District of Columbia as chair of the Judiciary Committee. And just a few weeks ago, we had a roundtable on President Obama's 21st Century Policing Task Force report. They had the final recommendations that came out. And so we had a really great roundtable over at GW Law School when we covered a host of the recommendations that were made. And we want to continue that conversation in the community. And so on Thursday, July 30th, at New Samaritan Baptist Church, right on Florida Avenue in Trinidad, we're going to have a crime summit where we can continue the conversation. We're going to talk about, obviously, what is on the minds of residents, whether it is crime that's happening in your neighborhood, whether you have concerns with officers who are in your communities, or whether or not you want to learn how you can support those officers. So we're going to cover a host of issues at this summit, and we're really looking forward to having folks come out and really engage the Metropolitan Police Department, as well as other public safety officials, because we're going to have a host of public safety officials who are going to be present there.
We are going to drill down a little bit later in this conversation about some of the specifics of what could be discussed there. But that is the Public Safety and Crime Summit, July 30th. That's this Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 at the New Samaritan Baptist Church. That's 1100 Florida Avenue Northeast right here, of course, in Washington, D.C. Councilmember McDuffie will be there, and you'll have a chance to talk to him. Let me go to Rashard, calling from Atlanta. Rashard, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I got two quick
Well, make them quick. I've only got about a minute.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead and make it quick, please.
Okay, now this is what's taking place. Now, I was raised in D.C., and I came up through the 80s. And now what takes place is now we're talking about, say, Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter, and what's happening now is it's the 80 babies. It's the 80 babies that were, that came through, that were doing the crack, doing the, a certain administration. A bunch of drugs, they were financing a war that Congress would not finance. A bunch of babies were born, crack babies. Now these babies are old enough to have babies. And they're the ones who are running rapid in the streets of Atlanta, Charlotte, Fayetteville, down across Vietnam, and D.C., Baltimore.
Yeah.
And one time I heard that this current administration wanted to hold people accountable for it.
Well, let me stop you there, Rashard, because, like I said, I've got to take a break. But hopefully you'll be able to hear the council member kind of respond at least broadly, you know, to that issue. So stay with us. That also includes Marshall, Tony, Daryl. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. More of this conversation on Sirius XM in just a few seconds. Stay with us.